Okay. It's been a long winter, and we've waited long enough.
It's time to bring the cash back.
Starting Monday, April 6th, the Gorilla's letting you bust into the banana bank.
Listen to the Gorilla on weekdays to break into the banana bank.
Yeah! And make off with the cash.
You'll have three chances to guess if the price of bananas goes up.
Or goes down.
If you're right, you win the cash.
And if you're right three times in a row, we give you a shot at the big banana bank bonus.
Oh, I can't believe this!
Don't you want that?
This spring, win your share of tens of thousands of dollars.
The money starts flowing Monday morning, April 6th. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Good luck from 95.3 Gorilla.
Tuesday, I'm fading.
Goodbye, Ruby Tuesday.
Tuesday afternoon.
Tuesday's gone with the wind.
It's Tuesday!
Morning, gentlemen. This is your wake-up call.
Well, looks like our coffee break.
We're gonna need some more coffee.
Coffee is ready, sir.
You ever thought about caffeinated coffee?
That's why he's so jittery all the time.
So, care for some coffee?
Oh, I never touch caffeine.
I don't drink coffee.
Good. There's only one pot.
Look. Coffee, the broth of Satan.
Put that coffee down.
It's go time!
Let's do this thing! Here we go. Okay, so if you missed the big news yesterday, this is what's going on. Our big banana bank is coming. It's a brand new Gorilla game. We're calling it the Banana Bank because you get to break into the Banana Bank and win as much money as you possibly can. Starting on Monday morning, you got three chances to guess if the price of bananas will go up or down. That's it. That's all you got to say. Okay? It's a high-low game. Is it going to go up or is it going to go down? 50-50 shot. That's it. Up or down. That's it. Now, if you're right, you get to win that cash money amount. If it goes up or goes down, you get to win whatever amount that is. If you're right three times in a row, you get to enter the Big Banana Bank bonus round, and that is where the money gets stupid, huge, crazy, amazing, big. That's where the money can get absolutely monstrously huge. The Big Banana Bank starts on Monday morning. You can grab all the information right now at 95.3gorilla.com. Go check that out, okay? All right. The money is flowing starting Monday, April 6th, only on 95.3 Gorilla.
Cash is back on 95.3 Gorilla.
Starting Monday morning, make sure you're here if you want to win thousands of dollars.
The Gorilla's Banana Bank is back open,
and we have your shot to score a huge amount of money.
Don't need nothing more.
Your favorite hit music Gorilla wants to make you rich in 2026.
Starting April 6th, win hundreds or even thousands of dollars from the local Gulf Coast station with Ryan, Alyssa, Jesse, and all the music you love.
95.3 Gorilla. It's Ryan Gavin.
Ryan Gavin.
In the morning.
On 95.3 Gorilla.
Gorilla.
It's now been like, what, three full months since Christmas and the holiday season when most people usually get gifts. So I want to know today, what happened to your gifts? Where'd they go? Have you used any of them? I donated a few of mine. What have you done with your gifts that you got just a couple of months ago? Leanne's first. Leanne, what did you get?
I would have to say it was like a little vacuum cleaner for the car. I mean, really small, tiny vacuum cleaner.
Oh, cool. How does it work?
I can't say.
So it's just gone, right? Like, it's completely out of your life at this point.
Exactly.
Yeah, just gone. You know, I feel like so much of the gift giving is just performative now, you know? Like, nobody even cares anymore. Like, oh yeah, I donated that, I think. To Goodwill, probably, maybe. Who knows? Ryan is next. Dude, what'd you get this year?
One of the stepsons gave me, he worked at Target, and they always had their yearly Nutcracker dolls.
Okay.
So he got me a couple golfer ones because I golf, and a Packer one. And, well, this has just been sitting on my shelf collecting dust.
Are you a golfer anyway?
Yeah.
Well, there you go. You might eventually get around to it.
Yeah.
Some point in the future. Who knows? What happened to your presents, though? That's what we're talking about this morning. Or maybe just useless gifts in general. Jenny is next on the phone. Jenny told our staff here that she got something years ago that she still remembers how useless it was. Jenny, what did you get?
It was a sweatshirt with farm animals on it, and I was about 19 years old.
And you still remember it all these years later. You remember all the farm animals and what they looked like?
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, uh-huh, yep. That's like a bad Christmas sweater, huh? Hey, at least you remember it, though. That's the gift that keeps on giving, right, Clark? And one last call today. Kathy says that her ex-husband gave her something that was just wrong. What did you get, Kathy?
A monogram sweater, beautiful color blue, but it didn't have the correct initials. He assumed my middle name was Joe, and then there was a J on there, and my middle name is Colleen, so never wore the sweater.
Oh, man. Just like never at all.
No. We didn't date much longer either.
It was a sign of things to come, huh?
Yes, it did.
Yeah. But you married him, though. Yeah, you did do that. You said it was your ex-husband, right? Yep. You did do that.
Straight from Ryan's iPhone. This is Showbiz Buzz.
This year, I'm getting the best gift of my life. I'm getting the chance to see you, to perform for you once again in Paris, beginning in September this year.
That was Celine Dion announcing a new residency in Paris. Yeah, Celine Dion in Paris, when we thought she'd never even perform again. Isn't that amazing? That's incredible. Congratulations, Celine. Might even actually kind of want to go to one of those shows. I don't know. Might have to do that. All right, so another entertainment news. We weren't sure if this was real, but Bob Dylan has launched a Patreon account. This is legitimate. With AI content. This is actually Bob Dylan with AI historical, like, drama content on there, like, read by AI voices.
What people later called gunfighting was never a profession handed down to me or encouraged at home.
That's from a piece about Wild Bill. Apparently, Dylan fans are really confused about this. Yeah, he launched a Patreon account. It costs $5 a month. It's called Lectures from the Grave. Now, Bob Dylan is still alive, so I don't know. This is like classic Dylan, though. Everybody's scratching their heads about this. Who knows what he's up to? Who knows? Grammy Award-winning singer Brandy has received the 2,839th star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Dreams don't have an expiration date. Faith can carry you where fear said you never go. And when your purpose is real, your light will make room for itself.
That was Brandy's acceptance speech on the red carpet just yesterday. Barbie Dream Festival in Florida has severely disappointed fans and full refunds have been issued. The first Barbie Dream Fest in Fort Lauderdale faced widespread criticism from attendees who paid up to $449 for tickets. Fans said that they were delayed entry, deflated decorations, cardboard Barbie Dream House cutouts instead of the promised interactive experiences. This even made CBS News.
Attendees of the first ever Barbie Dream Fest were expecting this. Instead, they received
the inflatable bee is deflating.
There's no music again at the roller disco.
It was just so much emptiness.
With a price tag as high as $449, scores of fans took to social media to complain the Barbie Fest dream didn't match reality.
Did we learn nothing from Firefest? They're doing it again.
It's time to go back. Here's today's flashback freakout.
Just watch. It was on your daddy's wrist when he was shot down over at Hanoi. He was captured, put in a Vietnamese prison camp.
One of the greatest to ever do it, that's Christopher Walken, of course. that's from Pulp Fiction. Captain Coons delivering that watch to Butch. Christopher Walken turning 83 years old today. He was great as the Emperor in Dune, too, recently. He's fantastic. Happy birthday to Mr. Walken. Ewan McGregor, Obi-Wan himself, is 55.
The Council doesn't like it when he interferes in Jedi affairs.
I swear to you, I didn't ask to be put on the Council.
But it's what you wanted.
Happy birthday to Mr. McGregor. I love his stuff. He's a great, great actor. On this date back in 1999, a modernization of Shakespeare's The Taming of the Shrew with Julia Stiles and Heath Ledger was released. 10 Things I Hate About You.
I hate the way you talk to me and the way you cut your hair. I hate the way you drive my car. I hate it when you stare.
Man, it's been forever since I've seen that. That dropped on this date back in 1999. And on this date, 110 years earlier in 1889, the Eiffel Tower officially opened in Paris. Man, the Eiffel Tower's old. You don't think of it as being that old, huh? Yeah, it opened for the World's Fair in 1890. Okay, enough with the cheesy Paris music. And let's go back really quick to 20 years ago this morning. What was number one on this date 20 years ago? March 31st, 2006. What was the biggest song in America 20 years ago today? Oh, no. Oh, no. No! This can't be real. Are we getting old? Is it happening to us? Rihanna, SOS, with some Soft Cell in the mix there, too. There you go. There's your number one song 20 years ago today. Happy happy March 31st. It's your Flashback Freakout. Good morning.